with a heart attack, basically what our job is first of all to manage the scene. The EMTs that are there are going to be doing CPR, and then what we would do is identify what type of heart attack they were having, if they needed to have electrical therapy right off the bat, they need to be defibrillated, what types of drugs are going to be most useful in what particular kind of heart attack, because the TV just lumps a heart attack into a heart attack, but there's several different reasons for a heart attack. They're having a heart attack because they're having respiratory failure, or they're having a heart attack because they're having, a fluid buildup in their body. And then what we do is you determine what's causing the heart attack, what's the best way to treat it, because not everybody gets shocked in the heart attack stuff. There's certain things where, maybe they're having a heart attack because they've had an overdose, or they had an accidental poisoning because they got into some kind of toxic fumes, and we need to keep the heart going at the same time as we need to find out what was the underlying cause, mitigate the underlying cause so we can restart the heart. So there's all kinds of these little branches that you have to follow along. You start off with somebody, you don't know what's going on, they're just laying there, and so you get people, okay, we've got them, we're keeping them alive, now let's find out why they're down, and then you go through, okay, what's their history, what happened to them just before this happened, and then we kind of work backwards from that point, and this is a heart attack, this is a guy with a history of heart problem, so we need to follow this branch where we're giving them electricity, we're doing CPR, we're giving some medications for that, or it's somebody in an industrial setting that got into some industrial solvents or industrial chemicals and has been overcome, so we need to do this, and at the same time we need to give him an antidote for that medication, we need to put a tube in his lungs to breathe for him so we can exchange the gases and get the bad air out of him, we need to put tubes in his stomach to get whatever's out of his stomach, IVs in, give him extra fluid, and so there's little different branches you need to follow down for depending on the history that you find on them, on how you would determine which way they're going to work. And then some of the more, at least I think the more interesting codes are, or heart attacks to deal with, are the people just before they have the heart attacks where you find them, and they're, if we don't do something right now, they're going to have a heart attack and die, and then so you actually have an opportunity to make a huge difference in these people's lives, to stabilize them and then get them either into the hospital where they can have like a coronary artery bypass surgery, or they can have a stent put in or something in that circumstance. And we've just recently been going through that training. Actually, I shouldn't say recently. It's been 2 years we've been going through an ongoing training to get us to the point where we're recognizing those. We're calling the hospital ahead of time. And before it was taking, before we started this program, it was taking on an average of 90 minutes to get a patient from the time of arriving at the hospital into the cath lab where they can have the stents put in to keep their arteries open. And now, when we identify them, a lot of times they're just going right through the ER into the cath lab. So our times come down to an average of like 20 minutes from 190 minutes to getting them to the definitive care.